If you serve small business clients, 2026 is about to create one of those deceptively simple questions that turns into 20 emails. Do I still need to send a 1099? I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and today we're talking about the new 1099 confusion every CPA firm should own before clients hear a half-right version from TikTok, payroll software, or their cousin who once opened QuickBooks. Here's the headline. For tax years beginning after 2025, the IRS says the minimum threshold for certain information returns and backup withholding rises from $600 to $2,000. At the same time, Form 1099-K has its own reset. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill changes, the 1099-K reporting threshold for third-party settlement organizations reverts to the old standard, more than $20,000 and more than 200 transactions. That is useful relief. It is also a client service trap. Because the average business owner will not separate 1099 NEC, 1099 MISC, 1099-K, backup withholding, payment apps, card processors, contractor records, and taxable income. They're going to hear, the threshold went up, and assume the whole 1099 problem disappeared. It did not. This is where CPA firms have a huge advisory opening. Your clients do not need a 30-page tax memo. They need a calm explanation in plain English. What changed, what did not change, what records still matter, and what they should do before year end. They need to know that a higher reporting threshold does not make taxable income disappear. They need to know that payment platform reporting rules are not the same as vendor reporting rules. They need to know that if they wait until January, the cleanup will be more expensive in the planning. And most importantly, they need to hear it from you first. Because if your firm does not explain this change publicly, someone else will. Maybe another CPA across town. Maybe an accounting influencer. Maybe a software company with a generic help article. Maybe an AI answer box that gets the broad rule right and the client's specific situation wrong. For CPA firms in Scottsdale, Phoenix, and across Arizona, this is exactly the kind of topic that separates commodity tax prep from advisory trust. The rule itself is not the product. Your interpretation is the product. So what should you create? Start with a short recorded explainer for small business owners. Not a webinar nobody attends. Not a PDF that dies in an inbox. Record a 10-minute conversation answering the questions your clients are already asking. Question 1. What is changing for 2026 vendor payments? Question 2. What is different about 1099-K from payment platforms like card processors and third-party networks? Question 3. What records should businesses keep even if fewer forms are issued? Question 4. When should a business ask the CPA before assuming no filing is needed? Question 5. What should owners do now so January is not a paperwork fire drill? Turn that one recording into an email, a blog post, a short LinkedIn video, a client FAQ, and a sales asset for prospects who are wondering whether their current CPA is proactive. This is the part most firms miss. A tax update is not just an update. It is a trust event. When clients are confused, whoever explains the change clearly earns authority. Whoever waits until filing season becomes a form processor. A good podcast episode or recorded advisory briefing does three things for a CPA firm. First, it reduces one-to-one repetition. Instead of typing the same answer 20 times, you send clients to one clear explanation. Second, it creates search visibility. Small business owners will search for 2026 1099 changes, 1099-K threshold, and whether they still need to issue forms. If your firm has a clear local article and audio explanation, you have a chance to be found before they pick a new advisor. Third, it shows judgment. Clients can feel the difference between a firm that forwards IRS links and a firm that translates the rules into business decisions. At Pod Bros Media, this is exactly what we build for professional service firms. We help CPAs, attorneys, advisors, and consultants turn the conversations they are already having into polished audio, video, articles, and social content that actually sound like a real expert. You show up to our Scottsdale studio at 7575 East Osborne Road. We record the conversation, shape it into content, and help you stay visible without turning your team into a media department. If your firm has a tax update clients need to understand, don't wait until the questions pile up. Head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session and book a free studio session. We'll help you turn one smart conversation into weeks of authority-building content. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.